This program may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Off the Shelf with Larry Allen of the Coalition for Government Procurement. Off the Shelf gives a voice to commercial service and product companies selling in the federal market. Larry speaks to members and government officials about procurement policy trends, innovations, and debates. Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Now here's your host, Larry Allen.
Good morning and welcome to Off the Shelf. I'm Larry Allen, president of the Coalition for Government Procurement, and your host here every Tuesday morning at this precise time on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, where we bring you, the loyal listener from government and industry, the very latest in the world of commercial solutions procurement. We are just back this week here on Off the Shelf from a very successful GSA Expo held down in Orlando, Florida. Regular listeners to the show may remember that I had Gary Fite, the Assistant Commissioner for Customer Accounts and Research from GSA, on the show in April talking about the Expo. Hopefully some of that that spurred some of you all to come down and check it out. If you did, you know that there are over 10,000 people there. Lots of hundreds of hours of training opportunities, great networking. To learn more about what went on there, you can check it out at expo@gsa.gov. That's expo@gsa.gov. And if you have a suggestion for us here at Off the Shelf about a show topic you'd like to see us mention, a question for today's guests, or even your humble host, you know where to reach us. Our email address here is offtheshelf@federalnewsradio.com. I'm particularly delighted today to have in the studio with me Susan Plonkey. We are going back and talking about things from the government side today, although not strictly speaking the classical government side of government acquisition that you are used to maybe hearing about here on Off the Shelf. It's a little bit of a twist. Susan is Vice President of Sales for the U.S. Postal Service, and we're going to be talking to her this half hour about the Postal Service's recently launched federal government business campaign. Susan Plonkey, welcome to Off the Shelf.
Thank you, Larry. Thanks for having us.
Well, it's great to have you here with us this morning. Appreciate your time. I know you're extremely busy, so we'll jump right in and start talking. As I mentioned, Susan, the Postal Service recently embarked on a concerted campaign to partner more closely with government agencies. Now, on the surface of it, that might seem like a no-brainer type of thing to do. But tell us a little bit about what was behind that decision. That was obviously an affirmative process that the Postal Service had to go through in order to say, hey, we are not connecting with our federal government customers the way we want to be. We need to do something to change that. Tell us a little bit about how you got to where you are.
Well, I'd be glad to. You know, for those of you that are familiar with the Postal Service business model, you'll know that before 2006, we had some legal constraints that really kept us from being a full player on any of the GSA schedules. But in 2006, a law was passed that changed our product lines into what we call market-dominant products and competitive products. And when that law passed, we were able to take our competitive product offer and really make it more appropriate for the schedule. We were able to do some things with volume discounting and putting together offers for government agencies that really made us much more competitive in that market. And we knew that the best way for us to participate was actually to be a full player on the GSA schedule. So immediately after the passage of that law, we started taking the steps necessary to be a full player and to be on the GSA schedule.
So that was obviously a key decision to go in and make your GSA schedule contract kind of a centerpiece of your new federal marketing campaign. What are some of the other elements of this campaign? And give us a little bit of the background about what improvements you all are hoping to bring in terms of your federal business relationships through this effort.
Well, we know we have a great product offering, and there are places where anybody who does any amount of shipping should actually absolutely be considering the Postal Service as one of their package solutions, particularly in the shipping market. If you're doing anything that's going from a business to a consumer, anything that's B2C, we believe we have the strongest offer in that market. We're going to every house every day anyway. We're the only people that deliver to 143 million addresses 6 days a week. And so we believe we're just a natural partner for any entity that's shipping from particularly business to consumer, and we know that the government does a lot of that. So we wanted to come back and show GSA what we had to offer. We have very competitive rates. We have the tremendous ubiquity. We have excellent tracking and tracing. We have everything that any entity needs to be a good shipping partner, and we believe we're a great partner for the government.
So, as I mentioned at the outset, some of our listeners, Susan, may look at the Postal Service as a government agency and then think government contractor when they think schedule contracts. Tell me a little bit about some of the specific offerings that you all are promoting through your schedule and how the Postal Service is actually acting a little bit more like a contractor in this role.
Well, we're acting exactly like a contractor because that's what we are. We are able to offer volume discounts and other contractual relationships in our express mail products, our priority mail products, parcel post, brown printed matter, and media mail. We recently introduced a half-pound rate in our priority mail offering that we believe is extremely competitive. We also just recently, for customers who have a significant volume, introduced cube-based pricing. It's an industry first, and we're the first shipper in the industry to come back with a product that's actually based on cube, not on weight. And depending on what you're shipping, that can offer significant savings to you. So we believe we have a tremendous product offering. We know that we have excellent service. We have tremendous track and trace. We have the transparency that shippers are looking for when they're talking about scanning and being able to see where their packages are at any moment. And we also bring something to the table that our competitors don't, in that we have the United States Postal Inspection Service monitoring our shipments and actually providing a level of security that we don't believe anybody else can match.
So you mentioned this whole business of cube-based pricing. Can you go into a little bit more detail on that? Some of our listeners may not be so familiar with it. I know I'm not.
Well, typically, products are priced by weight and the distance they travel.
Right.
And cube-based is actually based on the size of the box, because that's how most shippers pay for transportation, is on the size of the box. So if you have something that's small but it's relatively heavy, then you're probably much better off by paying for that cube than by paying for the weight. So it's an industry first. We've been able to capture a lot of new business doing that. It's also one of the other strengths that we really bring to the table as a shipper is we have a huge sustainability effort in the Postal Service. And when you are only paying for the size of the box that you need, and when you're only paying for the amount of space that you need, there's a sustainability element to that as well.
So not only is you get a little money savings, but sustainability. This would be the program that we see advertised through the retail portion of the Postal Service, right?
Well, actually, this is kind of a commercial spinoff to the flat rate box that you see, our very successful ad campaign, If It Fits, It Ships. This is actually a commercial application of that. So it's designed for people who are shipping very large volumes, but it's a variation of that, yes.
Tremendous. Well, we're talking this half hour to Susan Plonkey. Susan is the Vice President of Sales for the United States Postal Service, and we're talking to her about the Postal Service's federal business campaign. When we come back, I'm going to talk to Susan a little bit about whether or not she's had to overcome some skepticism in federal offices as part of this campaign. I'm Larry Allen, and you're listening to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Almost 70 years ago, a well-known Connecticut native named Homer Cummings had a dream to start a Washington law firm devoted to working at the intersection of America's business and government. As Attorney General for Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he was an integral part of the New Deal. In 1956, Gilbert A. Cuneo joined Cummings' firm to begin what was quickly to become the largest and most successful government contract practice in the country, earning him the title, the Godfather of Government Contracts. That same firm, McKenna, Long & Aldridge, today is recognized by Chambers USA as a Tier 1 government contract law firm, continuing its preeminence in the field through its offices in Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, Denver, and San Diego. With the oldest and largest government contracts practice in the United States, McKenna, Long & Aldridge still operates at the intersection of business and government. They produce solutions by working with their clients on creative and flexible strategies that ensure success. Their attorneys and professionals include former members of government, Congress, and its committees, so they know how Congress thinks and they understand how Washington works. There is no aspect of government contracts with which they are not familiar. In this uncertain economic climate, clients trust them to deliver solutions at costs that represent real value. From one new deal to another, they have remained at the forefront of government contracting. McKenna, Long & Aldridge, a name you can trust.
Welcome back here on Off the Shelf, where I am Larry Allen, your humble host, every Tuesday right here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio. That's Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, for those keeping track at home. We are talking this half hour to Susan Plonkey. Susan is the Vice President of Sales with the U.S. Postal Service. In our first section with the show this morning, we were talking a little bit about the Postal Service's recently launched federal business campaign. One of the interesting elements of that campaign is the multiple award schedule contract that the Postal Service obtained specifically to better serve its federal customers. When we went into that last break, Susan, we were beginning to talk a little bit about sustainability and the offerings that the Postal Service has in that arena. Now, government-wide, we hear a lot about green contracting in our neck of the woods and being able to be a responsible steward of all things environmental. Give us a little bit more detail and background on what the Postal Service's sustainability program encompasses.
Well, the Postal Service believes that the value we bring to the federal government as a shipper really focuses on three things: its savings, its security, and, as you mentioned, its sustainability. And we know that as a part of the federal government, that there's an executive order 13514, which requires all vendors to take into consideration sustainability as part of their offer. And we feel like we really hit a home run with this one. We are the only shipping provider that offers cradle-to-cradle packaging. And if you're purchasing express mail or priority mail, then that packaging is included in the price of the offer. Cradle-to-cradle certification is a very extensive process. It took us a couple years to be cradle-to-cradle certified. It actually takes into consideration every element in your shipping container. You look at ink. You look at the color of ink. You look at how much ink is in a package and what the life cycle of that packaging material is. So it goes way beyond recycling. And we're very proud that we're the only shipping provider that provides cradle-to-cradle certified packagings to our customers. And we're also able to take that packaging, and if you're an agency that does enough shipping, we're willing to co-brand that packaging with you. So we feel that really brings another element to our offer as well.
I was going to say, a lot of things going on there, different dimensions, things that people might not ordinarily think of when they think about the Postal Service, so easy to see why you all have so much on your plate. As I promised our listeners, Susan, I wanted to talk a little bit about whether or not you all have encountered any skepticism in federal offices as part of this launch of your federal business campaign. Is there anything in particular that you all are working on, especially now that we've just been talking about sustainability and some of your other issues, to overcome the what may be inaccurate or preconceived notions?
Oh, you know, there are always preconceived notions about the Postal Service, and I think one that we've been trying to put to bed for a number of years, but you still hear it occasionally, is the Postal Service doesn't receive any tax dollars for our operations. We operate solely on the revenue that we receive through the products that we offer. So I think, we continually hear my tax dollars at work, and actually, we're just like any other provider. We operate on the revenue that we get from providing a service. So I think that's absolutely absolutely one. You know, I think some of the other things, if you haven't followed the legislative changes, you're probably not familiar with the fact that we can be much more competitive now. We actually can sign contracts with customers to provide shipping services. And on the competitive side of our house, we can really do about anything that any other shipper can do to be competitive. So I think a lot of people aren't aware of that and what we bring to the table there.
So this federal business campaign has been still in its early stages, but it's been going on for a few months now. Are there any early results that have come in, like the polls closing early on the East Coast, that show how the services federal campaign is being received? And what are the early marketing and sales efforts that you guys are focusing on?
Well, there are certainly some very encouraging early results. We have been able to, once customers find out about what we offer, particularly federal customers, we find a lot of people ready to sign up. So we've been able to sign a lot of contracts. We've been able to allow a number of government agencies to take advantage of our published rates that are on the GSA schedule. And it's really just a matter of increasing awareness and making people aware of what we bring to the table. So we've had very good savings for our customers and very good response to being on the schedule. As far as what we're doing to make people aware, obviously we just participated in the GSA Expo
that, right, yeah.
that you just mentioned. We have a direct mail campaign. Direct mail, although it's not on our competitive side, is still the most effective advertising medium there is out there, and it certainly helps make people aware of what we bring to the table. We're participating in a number of trade shows. We have quite a bit of sales collateral designed just for the federal government, and we've restructured our sales force recently to create a team that sells specifically to the federal government so that they're familiar with everything that they need to be aware of to sell to the schedule.
So it really is very much like any other schedule contractor in terms of treating this business as a business, making sure that you've got the sales and marketing people who understand the schedule, as well as the federal market and what makes it unique from maybe some of the retail and commercial side of the house that you're doing. Where are you guys hoping to go with this campaign? What it would be considered a success either a year or 5 years out?
Well, we measure our success just like any other company does through the revenue that we generate and the customer satisfaction of the people who choose to do business with us. So, you know, if we're able to significantly improve our revenue stream from the federal sector, and if we're able to, and as I'm sure we will be, provide the service that the federal sector is looking for, then we absolutely believe that will be a success. But one of the things I think that we bring to the table that some of our competitors don't is the full array of products that we have. We really do offer everything from one end of the spectrum to the other. And one of the ways that we've been able to save a significant amount of money for our customers in the federal sector, while certainly the products that we offer on the schedule are a great value and very competitive. We're the only people out there who can send something across town for 44 cents.
Right.
And what we find quite often is that people are going to the schedule when just traditional postal service products and services would provide the service that they need, and you can't get a much better value than 44 cents.
Now, 44 cents to send something across country is a very good deal indeed, And it's interesting listening to some of the things that you all do that are beyond what folks may traditionally think of when they think about postal service. When we come back, Susan, I want to talk to you a little bit about things that you've seen change over the years, being with the Postal Service for so long, as well as some of the other things that are attendant to teaming agreements and other business development opportunities that other GSA contractors look at, and whether or not that's something that the Postal Service is looking at as part of this federal business campaign. In the meantime, I'm Larry Allen, your host. You're listening to Off the Shelf right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
What do successful small, medium, and large federal contractors, including two-thirds of the top 100, have in common? Membership in the Coalition for Government Procurement. Successful federal contractors know they get the information edge they need on developing acquisition trends and an effective voice to protect their interests from coalition membership. For nearly 30 years, the Coalition's been the trusted voice of industry, working with federal officials to promote common sense procurement. Know what the best know. Join the Coalition today to protect and grow your company's business. Contact the Coalition at 202-331-0975 or visit their website at thecgp.org. That's 202-331-0975 or thecgp.org. Don't be left wondering what will happen to your federal business in 2009. Contact the Coalition today.
And we're back here on Off the Shelf, where I am Larry Allen, president of the Coalition for Government Procurement, and your host here every Tuesday morning at this time, right here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, where we bring you, whether you're in government or industry, the very latest developments in the world of commercial solutions procurement. As always, we endeavor to provide you with high-quality, cutting-edge information and the best guests possible here on Off the Shelf, and we certainly think we're filling that bill today. But if you have an idea for a show guest, a question for my guest today, who is Susan Plonkey from the Postal Service, or suggestion to better the show for you, the loyal listener, we'd love to hear from you. Our email address here is offtheshelf@federalnewsradio.com. That's offtheshelf@federalnewsradio.com. We always love to hear from you. Keep them comments coming. As I mentioned, my guest in the studio today is Susan Plonkey. Susan is the Vice President of Sales for the U.S. Postal Service. We've been talking this half hour about the Postal Service's federal business campaign and a little bit about the Postal Service's GSA Multiple Award Schedule contract, one of the more important elements of that campaign. Susan Plonkey, as we went into the last break, you were talking about the fact that the Postal Service goes anywhere for 44 cents for a letter. Now, let's talk a little bit more about the value proposition that the Postal Service is trying to drive home here, particularly as it relates to your federal business campaign. You've referenced a little bit some of the pricing structure that you all have, but give our listeners a sense of what that's all about, complexity, simplicity, other things that are relevant to going into your customer making a good business decision based on value and cost.
Well, you know, Larry, we talked about the fact that we believe we're the best value based on the three S's. We talked about sustainability. We talked a little bit about security. But we absolutely believe we hit the ball out of the park when it comes to savings for a variety of reasons. First of all, we're extremely easy to use. And our ease of use, we feel, provides tremendous opportunity for savings to our customers. But beyond that, you talked about our ubiquity. You talked about the fact that we are delivering to 143 million addresses every day, 6 days a week anyway. And so because of that, we're able to keep our costs at a very competitive rate. But we're the only shipping provider that doesn't have any accessorial charges. I read a package story the other day that talked about 40%. It's estimated that 40% of all package charges are now some kind of accessorial charge. We don't have any rural surcharges. We don't have any residential surcharges. We don't have any fuel surcharges. We correct your address. We forward on. All those things that you'll typically pay for additional charges for with another provider. So we encourage everybody, when they're thinking about switching to the Postal Service or thinking about using us, to go back and really review what they're actually paying, because you may have a published price, but when you actually look at your bill, you may be paying a price that's much different from that published price that you're paying. And with us, we're very simple. What you see is what you get. We're easy to use. You know, if it fits, it ships. One flat rate anywhere. All the things that you saw in our award-winning campaign. But they're very, very true.
Well, that's good. And I think in your answer there, you provided a definition of what constitutes an accessorial charge by talking about some of the things that are go into the cost of actually getting a package from one door to the other. It's not, as you alluded to, always what you are told up front. I also promised when we went into that last break to talk a little bit about some of the elements that are common to federal business campaigns, especially federal schedule campaigns. And one of the things specifically I'm talking about is teaming arrangements with other contractors, things of that nature. Now, you all may have a little bit of a different outlook on how you all team up with companies and others. But the fact is the Postal Service does have special arrangements with certain providers and alliances with other people. Tell us a little bit about how that goes into providing a customer solution that you all are sure that delivers on the need.
Oh, I'd love to. And in addition to the group that we have that sells exclusively to the federal sector, we also have a group of folks who identify gaps between our service offer and being able to implement it in someone's business. And they bring partners to the table to fill those gaps. So if you've got a system issue with integrating our software into your system, they can provide a partner or they can fill that gap. If you have a payment issue and you need some kind of different payment arrangement that we're unable to offer because of our federal agency status, then we have partners that can come to the table and help you fill that gap for payment. So we come to the table with the same cadre of partners, I think, that most of our competitors do. We can absolutely look at any need that a customer may have, and I would guarantee you we can find a partner to fill that gap. So we feel like we're very competitive in that arena as well.
And partnership here, going a little bit more, large businesses, small businesses, doesn't really matter as long as they're providing the type of service that you all need in order to make sure that your customer is satisfied with what they're getting.
Absolutely. We have, you know, on the private sector, we have contractual relationships and are the provider for a number of very, very large businesses. And, you know, occasionally we use partners for either implementation or to make that business work. But we also have partners who work much more in the small to medium-sized business arena. And so we, because of our ubiquity, because of the fact that we're coast-to-coast, we're, you know, we bring a number of partners, and we have partners that are ready to help no matter what size of business you are, no matter what size of shipping needs you have.
Well, we've been talking this half hour, Susan, about the Postal Service's federal business campaign. Let's back up in the time we have left and talk a little bit about how that looks inside of the Postal Service's overall operations these days. There are a lot of other things that are going on at the Postal Service, as you know from reading the paper, listening to the radio, outside of this show, certainly. Give us an overview of how this federal marketing campaign fits in with some of the other major initiatives underway at the Postal Service and where the Postal Service is hoping to go in terms of its overall customer service.
Well, absolutely. The Postal Service, shipping is about 10% of the total revenues of the Postal Service. 90% of our revenues still come from billings and transactions, advertising mail, the things that you typically think of when you think about the Postal Service. And you've seen that we're struggling with some of the changes in our business model. Certainly, we are the victim of some electronic diversion. The way people do business is changing, and that's affected us as a business, as you've seen in the papers and on the radio over the last few months. We've been initiating a discussion about how that business model needs to change. But our package services and what we're able to offer on the competitive side of the business are the real bright spot for the Postal Service. That business has actually grown over the last year because of the freedom we've been giving in pricing and product flexibility. We've actually increased our market share and grown that business. So it's a big bright spot for us.
Well, that's good. And we can end it there right on a high note. It's a good bright spot. Susan Plonkey, Vice President of Sales for the U.S. Postal Service. I want to thank you so much for being my guest today on Off the Shelf. Look forward to hearing more about the Postal Service's federal business campaign down the road. And I want to thank you, our loyal listeners, for tuning in with us this morning, as we talk about the Postal Service and all things that are going on in the world of commercial solutions procurement. I'm Larry Allen, your host. Join us again here next week on Off the Shelf, right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
You've been listening to Off the Shelf with Larry Allen of the Coalition for Government Procurement. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Off the Shelf, Tuesday mornings at 10:30, only on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. WFED, your source for federal news now.